There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, 107 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And this hour, like all these hours in the past, 17 years as of tomorrow with her birthday. The phone number has been 251-343-0106. You could also use it on a text, 251-343-0106. And a reminder, too, you can use that new Fandangled technology on the FM Talk 106.5 app. If you press the microphone icon, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and I might play it back here on the air. So take that into account. All right, it is that time of week. It's always much heralded, and I look forward to it because I get to talk to my buddy Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap and LanyapMobile.com. How about it, Kyle?
Hey, man. I always look forward to chatting with you, too. What's going on? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Got this the rain thing, which I was pretty happy about, actually. I mean, I've about ran a well dry, watering tomatoes and squash and peppers and peas and beans. And so, yeah, the rain was some of that free watering. I liked it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I woke up this morning to a shriek of delight from my dried up yard. So it's nice. Yeah, it's a good thing, because this used to be a rainy town.
Yeah, I mean, of record. I mean, we made record books. But believe me here, this is, and I think I heard Dr. Bill talking to Dan and Dalton about it, and I know Dr. Bill talked about it with me over the years. We'd always joke about it. Don't worry, averages come back. If it's dry, it'll find a way to average back out after, you know, you give it some months. All of a sudden you'll go, man, will it ever stop raining? And then we'll be back to normal.
Mm-hmm. That's Mobile.
That is Mobile for you. All right, a lot to talk about here and stories, and we're talking about the new issue of Lanyap out. But back-to-back weeks, you had venomous snakes last time, which gets everybody's attention. And I think it's got to be the hottest story at LanyapMobile.com. The city... quieting noisy pickleball courts, not only challenging, spending money to get the pop, pop, pop sound under control.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was on the agenda, this $30,000, well, not quite a close to a $30,000 deal to put up some quieting quilts at the Loretta Park courts. So that was in the cards to begin with. But before the council voted on this, they heard from a neighbor woman nearby who had a very shocking take on the whole thing. I had never heard of phantom pickleball noises. this woman told the council that she has had to go get some medical treatment from hearing all of these pickleball games going on, the popping of the paddles back and forth. It's gotten so bad, the stress, that she is even hearing the sounds of the pickleballs when games aren't being played. She's having these hallucinations that she keeps hearing the sounds, and it's called phantom pickleball noise syndrome.
And she didn't make she didn't make that up. I mean, in your story, you point out that she's referencing something that already had been out there.
That's right.
This is a thing that other people have reported.
That's right. And there's been so many people who have reported this that It's the Acoustical Society of America came up with a study where they talked to people who lived close to pickleball courts, and they said that these people had some increased cases of anxiety, stress. They're hearing the sounds after the games are wrapped up. It's just something that's stuck around with them, and it's gotten so bad that this group has recommended that no pickleball courts be built within 100 feet of a residential community. Which, you know, when you look at Lavretta Park, you know, it's right in the middle of a neighborhood by South. So hopefully these quilts, these dampening sheets that the council has spent $29,000 on will be able to do it for this woman here. The city has said they've gotten a few complaints on this. They've not gotten an overwhelming number, but there's courts for pickleball all over town, and I believe that more of these sheets will be going up there soon.
Well, and you point this out, and I've been talking about this yesterday on the show, and I'm truly ignorant. I've never played it before and not been around it much. But you've got a hard ball and a hard paddle, right? So they're hitting, it's going to make that noise. Because I was like, what about, isn't it like tennis? But it's not. I mean, tennis, you got a strung racket hitting a softer tennis ball. Only thing you have to worry about there is making the tennis sounds. You know, that
Sharapova.
Yes, those are, other than that, it doesn't make a whole bunch of noise. But then researching this, yeah, these make a lot more noise than hitting a tennis ball.
Yeah, it's a surprisingly high number of decibels that these things can reach. But when you hear it over and over all day, every day, and Councilwoman Gina Gregory, who represents this part of town, said that after they got them opened, the pickleball courts at Lavretta Park were in such high demand that people were rolling up after dark and, you know, parking their cars close to the court so the headlights can, you know, let folks play late night games of pickleball. It's been, you know, there's been some problems with it in that neighborhood since they opened the courts in 2024. But I can see how it could wear you down just hearing them all day, every day. And then, you know, you get to the point where you know, you start to hear them, you know, when they're not even there. You know, it's very strange and spooky stuff.
Yeah, we had them driving. They put a new hotel up here by the station. They raised one and brought in and built the other one. They've done really good fast, but they were driving pilings for months. And
jeez,
it was just boom, boom, boom. You could hear it here in the studio. But I survived. I also thought about this. You know, you're talking about an unexpected expense, line item expense, where you're doing budgets, right? And you're looking for the city. Did you budget in $29,000 for acoustical quilt? You know, that's a, you got to have a little reserve fund there, because they probably didn't plan on that one.
Yeah. I don't think so. But this is another reason why we should put down our pickleball paddles and pick back up our old tennis rackets. I am a tennis man. I am not a fan of the wretched pickleball. I think, you know, I could certainly see why such a sport as pickleball can cause such problems. you got to get back to tennis. The fuzzy balls are good for you. You open the can, you get that great smell of the freshly popped balls. It's excellent.
It's so you have it, but see, my problem with the pickleball is everybody started doing it, so therefore I can't, because I got to be a curmudgeon, right? So, but yours is, you have a dog in the hunt. You think this is taking away from your beloved tennis?
Yeah, the first and last time I played with a group of friends pickleball, my instincts from years of playing tennis is to, you know, smack the balls down as they come to me.
Right.
Like when I'm up at the net, I'm going to hit them down every time they sail by me. But in pickleball, you can't do that. You're in the kitchen. You're not allowed to do it. It's a ridiculous.
Would you go as far to say, can I put you on record, it's a ridiculous game? Are you saying that?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
All right. Duly noted.
Print the shirt.
Got it. Getting it to Cafe Press right now. So this is when you read, just understand this. Like, I'll tell y'all sometimes when I'm going to do a story, I'm like, I'm completely biased about this story, and I tell everybody why. And then I do the story, but I tell them why.
Yeah.
So any reporting on pickleball for you, we know you are very biased.
Well, not professionally.
I'm just saying,
professionally, I take my tennis hat off and put my newsman hat on to do the pickleball story. But just know that there is a tennis hat close by, ready to get back on my head.
So y'all know this. In the future, when you read this great reporting about pickleball from Kyle, know that it's through gritted teeth that he does it. All right,
yeah, that's right.
We talked about this ambulance story a couple of weeks ago. Can you bring this up to date here? The rules. I know the city council's talked about this. Mm-hmm. Rules over ambulance. What are the rules? Who has to pay what? What's going on here?
Yeah. Well, the new rules that we got for the ambulances in the city is if you're a company and you want to come in, you have to get a certificate of need from the city council. And then once you do that, you have to start sharing some numbers and like some basic information about the calls that you respond to. You got to share those with the fire department. This has been a bit of a contentious topic. I believe it was last fall. There was a third company that tried to come in. Currently, we have Newman's and Medevac in the city. There's a third company that tried to come in, and they ultimately were not successful in getting that certificate from the council, and that kind of prompted a discussion about the rules here. Newman's was opposed to this plan, these new rules, because there's a grandfather clause in the old rules for ambulances that let them go without having to come before the council to get a certificate of need. But now, under this new proposal, they have a 10-year grace period before they and Medevac have to come up to the council. So it's kind of a compromise that works for both sides here. Fire Chief Barry Glisson said that this is all about putting the ambulances on a level playing field and just making it so that companies who want to come in and do business and companies who are already here can do business, that they can do that with having some transparency to the public.
Talking to Kyle Hamrick with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com, and we'll finish up on this one. When I saw the headline, I went, it has been how long? And then I read in your story, like in the first sentence, this is a 10-month-old case right now of the shooting at Sanger Theater. And you have an update here on bond and release from jail?
Yeah. This was the second motion to release Marcus Sanders from Metro Jail. He is accused of shooting and killing Carl Williams in a dance recital at the Sanger last summer. The judge turned down that second request for bond. But this has been going on while the grand jury has taken many months to review this case for an indictment. We've had two unsuccessful motions for bail in this capital murder case. And now it looks like, he's going to stay behind bars for the time being, unless they try to get a third motion for bond going. So we'll see on that.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, that story is, I mean, we're soon to push a year on this thing.
Oh, yeah. It's been going on for a long time. It's quite surprising.
All right. Tell folks here about the issue out on the streets now, and then we can talk about how they can get that in their on their computer, on their phone, by getting a subscription. So what's that? What's cover story?
Absolutely. We have a man on the cover who was killed in Baldwin County many years ago. He is a cold case that investigators are reopening here to try and find out who killed him. My colleague Grant McLaughlin does a deep dive into his case and some of the other cold cases we have in Mobile and Baldwin counties. You can read that on the front page of our printed paper in a beautiful beautiful purple box. Or my favorite way to do it, head to lanyatmobile.com, sign up for a subscription, and you can get the cover story and everything else that we put on the website, a galaxy of news, lanyatmobile.com. Do it right now after I get off the phone with Sean. Do it.
Very good. And I guess y'all got nappies up. When's the voting? Voting starts, what, in May for that?
Yes, the voting for the finalists in the nappy starts May 6th. You can vote once per day, every day, for your favorite people, places, and things.
Good stuff. Kyle, as always, I appreciate it, man, and enjoy that rain. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 127 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Grab a couple texts here. And coming back, too, you saw, or maybe you didn't see, they probably didn't want to advertise it. At least, Republicans, maybe Democrats too. I don't know. FISA 702 passed in the House. We'll talk about that in coming up after the news. Okay, Squirrel Vereen says, speaking of squash, because I did mention that in the garden, my squash is doing good. My cucumber's been nuts this year. It's been awesome. Speaking of squash, what happened to the racket sport? Apparently also overshadowed by pickleball, like racquetball. I don't know. I know that way back when, 1990s, as a student at the University of Alabama, there's a guy down the hall from us there who wanted to play. He was like a squash player. I think he was from Atlanta. That sounds like Atlanta thing. He's like, let's go play squash. And of course, I was the same smart aleck I am now. It's like, isn't that like just racquetball? He's like, no, it's completely different. I'm like, then why are we playing it in the racquetball courts at the rec center? But that's the last time I played the squash game. I forget even how to play it. Let's see. Jesse says people just wake up and look for stuff to complain about. Listen, go read the story, Jesse. I was with you. I was with you, man. But I read the story about what this lady's suffering from the pickleball noise, and you read her letter, or you know the words she said to the council. It kind of got maybe turned my mind around. I don't know. It affects everybody the same way, but it was compelling. Vardog says pickleball is the devil. There you go. It probably is. That's the most distilled definition of it, right? Pickleball. It's probably fun. I got plenty of friends that play it. Therefore, I can't play it. Let's see. B Dark says dogs are made to chase balls, not people. Come on, get real. Okay. And said, Sean, I'm going into ride with Mr. David Allen Coe. There you go, the ride. Right, 1:30, news is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by Adventure Earth Bicycles. Looking for what my man Clint calls Amish bikes, non-electric bikes. He's got those. So many in stock from the road bikes to the gravel bike. He rides a gravel bike. So if you're like a road bicyclist, but you're like, hey, I don't want to be on the road and get hit. A lot of people are taking that riding to dirt roads, gravel roads. So these bikes are almost just like a road bike, but have a little fatter tire and do better in non-paved surfaces. You got those, of course, mountain bikes, hybrid bikes, beach bikes, the three-wheel bikes, all those in stock, plus a big selection of the e-bikes that I love so very, very much, and the accessories that go with them. Helmets, super important, but you get that. And then after that, oh, you can trick these babies out. I mean, from the e-bikes, which can carry a lot of weight, too, to non-e-bikes, gun holders, bow holders, cell phone holders, water bottle holders, panniers that go on the back, front and back racks, the whole nine. And they're in stock. You can see them in person right there at Adventure Earth Bicycles. They're at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of catty-cornered across from Ruth's Chris. And they're online at adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. Let's see. Paul says, He said, if you try pickleball, you'll never stop. Okay, well, then I'm not going to do it. Okay, I play 3 days at least a week. Listen, I know a lot of y'all that play it. And therefore, to be a pain, I'm not going to do it. Doesn't have medicines. Pickleball is to tennis what putt-putt is to PGA, a cheaper knockoff version created to make more people feel special. Now get off my lawn. We did have a meeting. Should we have a get off my lawn support group? Doesn't have meta. We can, like, I don't know what coffee shop or breakfast. We need to meet at a Waffle House. So we need to get a group together. We'll organize this and we'll meet at a Waffle House and be like, the damn kids having fun and doing stuff. The damn kids are always out doing stuff and having fun. My buddy Ben said, Frazier and Niles played squash all the time back in the 90s. On the Frazier show. I saw a couple episodes of that. I am so famous for not having seen anything, but I did see a couple episodes. I know the show you're talking about. Maybe that's why the guy up in Alabama, he was from, yeah, remember, he is from Atlanta. They was like, man, you got to play squash. I'm like, okay. I think we were playing like some kind of no rules tackle football there at the apartment complex. He's like, oh, go play squash. I'm like, oh, okay. Can we take a keg in there? No, it's in the rec center. We did figure out how to sneak a beer in, but no kegs. Let's see. And I think that's got, yeah, pickleball. Let me get to this FISA story. Probably nowhere near as important as pickleball and audio hallucinations from pickleball. But to me, call me funny here, it's kind of a bigger deal to me. Yesterday, the House, and they approved renewal of the warrantless spy powers. Vote was 235 to 191. So Bill lets, so let's talk about it here, try to be fair on all sides of this. The bill lets our government search Americans' private communications without a warrant, which people like me have questioned whether that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, this one went through yesterday through the House. Now we got the Senate's going to be looking at it a couple weeks here. So FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that's been around, and a lot of us talk about it coming after 9/11, but this was back in the 70s. They first did this, and specifically it was FISA 702 that was added in 2008 that allows our intelligence agencies to monitor non-Americans located outside the U.S. And, like, that's no problem, right? That's how we go after terrorists and other groups. That part of it is probably not the issue. So FISA, you do this, you can monitor non-Americans located outside the U.S. So you can't even, in that sentence, you can't monitor non-Americans inside the U.S. But they say, so the one that nobody argues with is, well, maybe somebody does, but monitoring non-Americans located outside the U.S. So it's used to target foreigners, it's out of this country. But the rub is, and you've heard this discussion before, Americans can get their communications in the mix here through a couple different ways. If you're talking to somebody there, under 702, FISA 702, agencies out there like NSA can collect communications from email, text, and internet data. And they do this through, what's that thing they put on, the Prism, where they go to the cell phone providers and all that, or internet providers, and demand the information. They can pick it up through internet nodes, I guess, what they call the backbone cables of this. They can monitor there. And they don't need, I guess, the whole crux of this is they don't need like a traditional warrant. You got the FISA court, right? So you don't have to get a judge to pass off on the warrant for these surveillances. Instead, you have the FISA court that once a year approves, like, if you hear the general procedures for a year, then you follow within that, and the agency can conduct broad surveillance within those rules. Even though this thing is, like, you, that sentence there, it's for non-Americans living outside the country, right? You're like, well, then what is your problem with it? If you're communicating with somebody overseas, even though you're an American, you get picked up, incidental collection, they call it. Like, well, they were monitoring whoever, King Charles. The King Charles phone there in England. When he's back. He's still here, right? Doing something? Doing royal stuff? But if you're an American calling King Charles, say, what's up, Chuck? You can get picked up in this. Now, this is the old argument, and I know it gets made many times. If you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care? Right? That has always been the antidote to anybody saying, well, we probably shouldn't do this. We're like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care? We're out there looking for terrorist plots and cyber attacks and espionage. And those are good things, right? You need to do those things. And the argument from those in the business of collecting that data is like, we cannot go to a judge every time that we need to do this. I can't stop and get a judge when I'm trying to get, you know, the plan for the terrorist group that's about to attack, you know, wherever. Argument from civil libertarians is it violates our Fourth Amendment rights, right? Unreasonable searches. So if you're caught up in one of these, you're communicating with somebody overseas, there's not probable cause on you. And it's been shown they've used it improperly in the past, some FBI searches. This is what I don't get. President Trump's support for this. You know, this was used against him, and now he's, you know, he's been pushing this, been supporting it. It's, but so now the House has passed it. I don't know what the temperature is in the Senate on this. But it's, you know, it's a big one when you talk about privacy versus security, right? That old question. And I don't know which, you know, a lot of people you take, because you can give me a scenario, you can text in or call in and be like, the terrorists are about to attack and we can get this information. I get it. I've had those arguments levied against me many times. But at what point do you ever say, but what if it's not used just for that? What can the government do with that? Can they, in like some of these cases about FBI searches, can it be used inappropriately? So, I mean, it is interesting. Let's see. It says here in the story from The Hill, said the measure passed the House on Wednesday included modest reforms to the program, including allowing a larger pool of lawmakers to review information presented to the FISA court, extend Section 702 for 3 years, longer than the 18-month request initially made by President Trump. It says those changes were not enough to win over privacy hawks on both sides of the aisle, dynamically likely to replay itself in the Senate. So I guess I don't know the temperature of the Senate on this one. Said this year also saw a greater number of Democrats who opposed renewing Section 702, with many arguing the Trump administration could not be trusted to not abuse the powerful spy tool. So they're coming back to that. Well, you know what? It was used against him. Maybe both sides shouldn't use it against political adversaries. Okay, the breakdown of the vote. Here we go. 147 Democrats voted to renew Section 702 in 2024. This year, just 42 did. Okay, this is interesting. So 2024, 147 Democrat votes said yes to renewing 702. 42 did yesterday. 88 Republicans opposed FISA when it was last considered in 2024. This time, just 22 did. So since Trump has come out and said he wants this, that's a big swing there. I mean, how did, unless it's just straight politics, and I wouldn't be so bold to believe that, 88 Republicans opposing FISA last time, down to just 22 this time. So it passed. Pretty, and it's a three. I think it's a 3 year. Yeah, it's a 3 year extension here. This is interesting too. They quote. They said, House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, longtime proponent of adding a warrant requirement to FISA, now is leading the charge to renew the bill without one. Jordan said yesterday when interviewed, it ain't the same FISA. Touting the package of 56 reforms included in the 2024 bill, including requiring a supervisor to approve any FBI searches on Americans. That's probably not a bad thing. He said, we're beginning to see the effect of those reforms. In the year after the 2024 bill was passed, the FBI reported conducting 9,089 U.S. person queries. Of those roughly 9,000 queries, just 127 did not comply with the rules. That's a real improvement. That's a different program. Now, that's interesting. Republicans were direct in saying that Trump, being in the White House, had changed their minds in favor of reauthorization. House Rules Committee Chair Virginia Fox said, I'm convinced that this has been fixed. And then goes on to say, as long as we have Republicans in office, I believe this is fixed. Okay. But the Republicans aren't. Committee Chair Fox, you can't have stuff that only works if one party is in power. This is the problem. Like, as long as we're running it, it's okay. Well, you're not always going to be running it. You know, it's worrisome here. It says with the Section 702 had a complex path to the House floor with GOP leaders punting initial plans to consider the legislation earlier this year. Amid a scramble to meet the initial April 20th expiration deadline, a prior proposal to reauthorize it failed on the House floor, with some GOP hardliners who had negotiated the package voting against it. In the chaos, both parties agreed to approve a 10-day extension. With the extended deadline, GOP leaders crafted a new proposal. So they were forced to do this. Okay, let's point this out before the members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, get their arms out of socket, patting themselves on the back. They were forced to do this because they didn't have the votes for the way it was. It said so. Crafted a new proposal, which also requires greater review of Section 702 queries on Americans by civil liberty divisions within the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The FBI would also have to report to the division each month explaining the rationale behind any query of Americans. It also increases the criminal penalty for intelligence officers that improperly use FISA. So what do you think? Better, but still, do we need to keep it like it is? It is a tough argument, because somebody will say, well, if you don't support this, you want the terrorists to win. And I don't. But I also dig this Fourth Amendment protection. All right, news is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 153 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, the name of the show. Hi, I'm Sean. I'm on the show. 251-343-0106. Grab some of these texts here before Paul Feinbaum wrestles the microphone out of my hand. Let me go to Fire Dog said, well, good. FISA only approves 99.9% of all application. What's the problem, Sean? It is interesting, too, though, to see. They came in, they couldn't get a vote on it. So that's the thing I want to point out. Then they modified it, put these other things in, these other protections, and people voted for it. So the first bill they brought didn't even have the protections that came in. They were good with that one to bring that one to the House floor. I mean, that kind of tells you what they were going with here. Don't worry, when Palantir takes over all this, what they don't have already, we'll be good. We'll be all very, very safe. What could go wrong? Let's see the, Adam. Oh, by the way, so doesn't have Meta. Adam is in as well. He said, I'm in for the curmudgeon breakfast. When and where? We don't know the when part, but I think it's gotta be a Waffle House. I think curmudgeon, that definitely, seems like, and if Waffle House would have, instead of just having the regular booths and seats, if they had like a meeting room, we could take that baby over. Let's see. Next up, Moz said, I believe the phantom pickleball noise is real. I guided crane hunters one fall in Amarillo. Our favorite field was next to a wind farm. It took me 6 months to stop hearing the whoop whoop of those hideous wind turbines. You know, I think I know, I don't know where that field is, but the way we drive out to Colorado and back, Moz will go through Amarillo and seen those fields of the turbines there. I was just out in Southern California where we were in Coachella Valley, out at the head of it, the west end of it. As you go through the pass there, there's just, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of acres of those out there. And the wind does always blow seemingly through that pass. So it's probably, I mean, I don't know how many birds are killing with those things, but it probably generates some electricity. And that's, by the way, cool. So you got, we have to sit down sometime. You guided Sandhill Crane Hunters. That's cool. You know what? The audio side of it, I probably can, like the audio hallucination, I could be there. I can hear that. It does manifest itself physically. Y'all think about, and I'm not saying it's complete analog, but it's analog adjacent. You ever fished offshore or worked, been on a boat for more than just a day, days? Right? You stay on the boat 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, so you don't come back to shore. When you go lay down that night in your bed, tell me you don't feel the pitch and roll, even though it's not happening. You're lying in a flat bed on shore. You still feel, you have the hallucination of the motion that your body's been in. So there's, on a physical side, that's a thing. Jerry in Fort Morgan, did I see the ATF has a new director and he seems to be an upgrade? Yeah, that Robert, was it Chicada, something like that? Yeah, I don't know enough about him. I saw some stuff that came out yesterday, I think NRA, and put out some stuff that they were happy with that choice. They said they did a big regulatory overhaul, which I've not been able to pick through yet, so I don't know. But they put him in. I guess this Chicada guy was already been with ATF for a while, and they moved him up. So that's all I know, so you probably know more about it than I do, but it seems like you think it's an upgrade, NRA saying it's an upgrade. We ought to break this down maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. They said there were 50 actions the executive branch could take under its authority to correct infringements under each category. Even before Wednesday, Trump administration's acted consistently with at least half of these suggestions. So these are changes. Yeah, I got to dig through this. They said a change to what the definition of engaged in business is. Oh, there's a whole bunch here. You know what? We'll look through this, but maybe there's some substantive changes that have been made there. That is interesting. Michael made me laugh out loud. It said Dick Russell sounds like the perfect curmudgeon breakfast spot. That does sound about perfect, doesn't it? We'll have to work on this. I'm going to task doesn't have Meta or anybody else wants to get in. We could have maybe quarterly to start off with. I can't commit to like once a week or anything, but like a quarterly breakfast where you just sit down and go, those kids, look at the people doing this stuff. Look at those. What are they doing? And we can just have coffee and just say that kind of stuff. All right. Looks like we got a plan. Paul Feinbaum next. See you again tomorrow. And on tomorrow's show, I believe, the way it's looking, the first state legislator who wants to talk about what the Supreme Court said and the possibility of redistricting coming to Alabama. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show.